CBS Sports Radio 650 and on 95.7 HD3 KIKK Pasadena, KKHH HD3 Houston, a radio.com station. Helping Houstonians live their best foodie lives. It's time for I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
Hey guys, happy Saturday. I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry is back for our 10th episode today. Can you believe it?
10's my lucky number, so let's go.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like 10 episodes already? A part of me feels like it's been 100 and we've...
I know, right?
How was your weekend, Danielle?
Oh, it was fun. I went to a burlesque show for the first time.
Okay. I feel like a lot of people, including my boyfriend Tyler, did not know what burlesque is. Unless you've seen the Christina Aguilera movie, which, by the way, is on Netflix.
It's such a good movie.
Right? So was it similar to that?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was steamy. It was steamy.
Danielle
for sure.
Sweating a little bit in the
yes.
audience. She put a little bit up on her Snapchat story she sent me, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a guy there that, like, ripped his pants off.
I love that.
I was blushing.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
Listen, burlesque shows are so much fun. If you haven't been, you have to check it out at least once. Or if you don't want to go out, just watch burlesque on Netflix. I decorated for Halloween this weekend, Danielle.
That's exciting.
Do you think it's too early?
No, definitely not.
See, this is
why I love
you.
Live your best life.
Yeah, you hype me up. So I actually, Danielle, this weekend, I had to check out your Instagram page. If you don't follow Danielle on Instagram at Hangry Houstonian, you have to. She has a little highlight reel under like where her name is that tells you what we talked about on the podcast.
Yeah.
Now, it's so perfect the way she's done it because you can just click through and see like week one, week two, week three, and there's lists of date night spots and all these different places that we talked about throughout the weeks. But my aunt came into town and I didn't know where to take her and I panicked. And then I couldn't think of all the things that we've talked about on
the
show.
And you're like, oh, wait a second. We have a show that talks
right?
about all the things to do.
Well, that's one thing about, and I'm sure you feel the stress too, being Hangry Houstonian herself, is now all of a sudden when people want to go out to eat, they're like, you decide. Don't you do a podcast on food? I'm like, crap, I do.
Exactly. Now you're the guru.
I know. So I panicked for a moment and my mind went blank, but all I did was go to Danielle's page at Hangry Houstonian. She has that little highlight reel and I just started clicking through and we picked Cultivare.
Oh, how was it?
It was amazing.
Did you see the outdoor patio?
That's where we sat.
Oh, so cute.
It was so perfect. That little twinkle light. So if you need a place to go or if anyone ever puts you in that position of you being the guru, check out Danielle's page at Hangry Houstonian. She posts a lot of great stuff in the highlight reel. We'll tell you exactly what we talked about. Now, for 10 episodes now, we've been doing the same thing. Every week, we bring you three brand new date night spots to check out.
Our first date night spot of the week, it's going to be Backstreet Cafe, which is a great date night spot, but also a really great brunch spot. I love this place so much. It's by Chef Hugo, and the place itself is so quaint and cozy. You walk in it, and it has like a homey feel to it.
Yeah.
It's like low ceilings. It's actually two stories. But you walk in and it almost kind of has like a crickety kind of like floorboard
yeah.
kind of feel
yeah,
to it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Like our houses.
Yeah, right.
It's very homey.
It has a great patio area. This is actually where after my brother and sister-in-law got engaged, my parents threw them like a little afterwards kind of reception area. They have a really cool private room that you can rent out
yeah.
as well. So this is a great place for a date night.
Or a brunch, you said?
Yeah, or a brunch. They have an amazing brunch.
Okay, would you ever say yes to a brunch date instead of a dinner date?
I would. I think that's a great option because, I mean, I would like a mimosa, like a trail
right?
of mimosas all day.
I kind of like that. I feel like it'd be so much easier to get to know someone over pancakes and mimosas than it is over like a steak dinner.
I feel like it's almost a little bit more relaxed, right?
Yeah.
Like a little bit less pressure. Like, yeah, I want Eggs Benedict instead
right?
of like, you know, a whole like steak, right?
I think we should make this a thing. You should start
brunch
going
dates.
Out on brunch dates. So girls, like if a guy ever suggests a date, suggest a brunch spot. Hangry Girls made me do it.
There you go. So they have some great menu options. Two of my favorite things on the menu are going to be the braised pork short rib. And also they have a jalapeno fettuccine. It is so good. I only chose things from the dinner menu.
Yeah.
I didn't choose things from the brunch menu, but y'all have to check it out. Honestly, it's great. And they also have a whole vegetarian menu.
Oh, that's such a great idea.
Yeah. So for my vegetarians out there, great option for y'all.
This is your spot to go.
Yeah. And again, it's from Chef Hugo. So anything that he does is really well done.
Yeah. You know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Okay. What's our second spot this week?
Second spot is going to be Liberty Kitchen. Liberty Kitchen is pretty well known in Houston, but I wanted to note that it's under new ownership.
Oh.
So I started going to Liberty Kitchen when I first moved here, and I absolutely loved it. I think that over a few years, so, you know, sometimes the food quality can kind of go up and down. But I went the other day with it being under new ownership, and I really think that it's really back up to par. My cousins and brother and I went there one time, and we shared this bowl of gumbo, Jesse. It was for like five people. Your mind, your head would literally spin because there's all these crab claws and all these like shrimp and all kinds of seafood and stuff
It.
Yeah, lots of stuff with eyeballs. So right up Jesse's alley.
I'm running.
But the gumbo there was really, really good. So if you like your gumbo with a dark roux, definitely try this place out. You're kind of like, what does that even mean, Danielle? A light roux? A dark roux? Okay, so a roux in a gumbo is a very important thing.
You said roux?
Yeah, roux. It's R-O-U-X.
Hold on, let me take notes.
Us Louisianimals, we spell things very different, okay? So just go with me, baby.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, Shaw, baby. So their roux is going to be a dark roux, and it's salty. It has like a smoky texture flavor to it. Oh, it's really, really good. But then they also have like lobster mac and cheese. They do have like chicken and steak options for you who, you know.
For the children of the room.
For the people that, you know, they're not going to choose seafood on the menus. They do have other options. And again, this place is a great brunch option as well. They have some amazing brunch cocktails.
Ooh.
They have a berry basil smash. Get this. It has strawberry, basil, vodka, and sparkling wine.
Oh my God. Dangerous. I love a good brunch cocktail.
Dangerous. Yikes. They have a mojito mimosa.
Yum.
And then a mimosa flight.
Oh.
And I love the flights, you know, because it's like you just get a little bit of each.
You get a taste of everything.
Exactly. So this place is great, and it actually has like a really cozy feeling. It's like kind of lower ceilings.
Okay.
You know, it kind of has that little bit of warm, intimate feeling with, you know, some booths and such. They have like a really cool roundabout bar area. So it's like a formal restaurant to an extent, but really not. It kind of has like a casual vibe to it as well.
Right. Because I've seen the outside of it before. It's in the Heights, right?
So they have one in the Heights.
Uh-huh.
They also have one off of San Felipe. And that's the one that I typically go to. I think the one in the Heights actually just shut down.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I knew exactly where this is. I drive past it on my way to Target. Super cute outside.
Yes.
And what's our third date night spot this week?
Third date night spot is going to be like right field or left field, whatever the saying is. Like, this is going to be so different than the other two options.
Girls, can you tell?
Exactly. My dad would be so disappointed in me right now. It's called Calba.
Uh-huh.
And it's located in Montrose. This is a Vietnamese Cajun flair restaurant, and it is owned by Chef Nikki Chan. Chef Nikki is from Saigon and was made famous through Netflix.
No way.
Right?
What show?
So cool. So there's a few shows, one of which is Street Food.
Yeah.
And then there's a segment on Saigon, and she's really cool. I mean, she actually doesn't have like a formal culinary background. She started cooking and like is really freaking good at it.
Those are the people I love most, because they cook from, they measure with the heart.
Exactly. No, she really talks about like, I mean, cooking from the heart and like really coming from no money. And one of the dishes that they have is called the Happy Plate, and it's about broken rice. Broken rice is like the bottom of the pot rice, where
the
like, you know, you
sometimes
save like the good rice for like, and then the broken rice, the stuff at the end. So anyways, she's amazing. And they have some really cool stuff at this restaurant. First and foremost, you walk up to it. It's so cute. They have beautiful murals outside, which, you know, you think of a mural and you're kind of like, oh, that might be more of like a bar thing.
Yeah.
The bar trend.
Yeah.
No, their outside has this beautiful floral mural that's like super colorful outside. Great patio.
Wow.
They have some awesome cocktails.
Give them to me.
One of their cocktails is called The Gayborhood. It is in a bathtub, Jesse. It's in a little bathtub, and you literally drink the bathwater. I mean, like the quote unquote bathwater.
That is so funny. I would go just for that.
Right? I know. And like the alcohol, I think it's like Hennessy or no, Hypnotic. Is that Hypnotic that it's like the colorful with like the sparkles and stuff?
Yeah.
And so you literally are like have this like sparkling, you know, almost water type looking thing in this bathtub. Oh, it is so cute.
I'm obsessed.
The food there, right? It's going to be different. It's okay. going to be the Viet Cajun. It's going to be kind of on the outer bounds yeah. for some people. But if you're into really cool cocktails, this might be a place just to go get a cocktail for you.
Yeah.
For me, I personally really like the food. They have one of my favorite things there is this boat of mini crabs.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I know. Jesse's like, wait, what? Okay. They're
boat?
Literally like you eat them like popcorn. They're soft shell crabs and you literally just pop them in your mouth. They're so good and they're super crunchy.
Are you kidding me? They're literally the size of like a popcorn?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're mini crabs.
Okay. Well, this place okay. sounds insane, but I love it. So maybe if you're like a little bit more of an adventurous eater and you want to try like a Vietnamese style food.
Yeah. So they also have a carpaccio. They call it the calbaccio. It's going to be, right? It's going to be Wagyu that's finely cut. And Wagyu is like top of the line beef, right?
Right.
So it's going to be raw.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so,
I'm taking
it is
deep breaths.
So good though. And it has peanuts and basil and mint on top. And it's just like a really delicate flavor balance in your mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's really well done with like the basil and the mint and stuff. They also have like lemongrass, pork skewers, and then they have one of their famous dishes. It's called the pho shizzle. You've heard of like pho?
Yeah.
Okay, so they have dishes like that there that are more common in the Vietnamese culture,
right?
But they take it up a notch. And I think that's what Chef Nikki is like really all about. It's like taking up things a notch. So this is going to be Wagyu skirt steak with a pho or pho, however you want to say it, reduction with onions and herbs. And basically it comes like on a skillet and it's sizzling. The pho is typically in a bowl of soup, right? So they take the soup and they have it sizzling on the platter. Just like a little bit. Yeah, just a fine little layer of it sizzling on the platter. And the meat is like sizzling on top of it. So it's getting that flavor from the soup. It's really interesting. So I don't know. I think this place is definitely like taking Vietnamese and kicking it up a notch. She is kind of speaking to like my Cajun heart a little bit with some of her other dishes as well. So,
okay. So basically take your date to this place. And if she is down for Netflix and chill after, you can turn on
Chef Nikki. Exactly.
Chef Nikki on Netflix. Coming up next on I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry, we're going to make it as easy as possible for you to grab some healthy lunches to go.
From date night to must-try restaurants, it's a show all about Houston food and nightlife. I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry. It's Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois here to make getting food in Houston easy and deciding on food easy. Because nothing is worse than having to scroll through your maps or Yelp trying to figure out what to eat.
It's always nice to have a few like go-to healthy, quick and easy meals.
Right. And especially have some stuff in your back pocket because we love to give you three options. And obviously you're not going to, well, maybe you are going to try all three in one day. I don't know. We're not here to judge. But I like to keep these in my back pocket. So next time someone asks, you know, where should I get this? We can give good recommendation.
We're not going to tell you how to live your life.
No judgment. Okay. So whether it's brunch spots, it's barbecue, it's patios, or like this week, we're doing grab and go, easy, healthy lunch spots. Just something quick because it seems like life, I'm going to knock on wood here, but it's kind of starting to go a little bit back to normal. Kids are, they're in school, whether they're actually in school or they're still doing virtual learning. It feels like people are starting to move on with their days a little bit more than we were, you know, in quarantine laying in bed all day, right?
I agree. Yes.
I felt a little bit more on the go recently. Like I've had a lot of things to do during the day, which is funny because before the pandemic would have been so normal. But now I'm like, oh my God, I have three things to do today. Impossible.
Three things. Wow. I have a busy day.
Like, when am I going to get my nap in? This is not acceptable. I can't fit these three things in. So I've been looking for a lot more easy lunch options where I can just quick grab and go and something healthy because I cannot keep eating fast food like I have been. So Danielle, for the love of all things holy, please help me.
So my three lunch spots are going to be a counter service.
Okay.
It's going to be, you know, you just walk up, you order, get a number, go sit it down at your table.
Perfect.
So each spot's going to have this option for you. My first spot is going to be Local Foods. Now, Local Foods has a location in Rice Village, but they also have a location in the Heights.
Okay.
I typically go to the Heights location and I love it there. It's beautiful. It has like a great patio area. It's light, bright, open air. It's a really great atmosphere and vibe. They have some really great food there. They also have like a little market area if you want to buy, you know, just like a quick something here and there. But one of my favorite things that they have there is called the Crunchy Chicken Sandwich. Mm-hmm. And it is on a pretzel bun.
Yes.
It is so good. But one of my favorite things to do is actually get it on a salad. So, like, get it in salad form.
Do you still get the pretzel bun?
So, no, you don't get the pretzel
bun. Oh, my God, but carbs.
But, so this sandwich, there's potato chips in the sandwich. Like,
shoot.
And I love a sandwich that they throw in chips because of the extra crunch,
yes.
Right? Don't skip out on the extra carbs and extra crunch. And so when they make it as a salad, they still crumble the potato chips on top.
Yes.
So good. Love this sandwich. And I love they can make any one of their sandwiches. Just put it on, you know, a bed of lettuce and stuff like that. And it still works great. Another one of their sandwiches is the Gulf Seafood Sandwich. It has shrimp and crab. And you know me, like anything
love
with
it.
Seafood is like speaking to my heart, my
Call
Cajun
you, girl.
Heart. Yes. They also have a banh mi sandwich, which is roasted pork and cucumber. That's another
Ooh.
Vietnamese sandwich. I know we were just talking about Vietnamese spot
yeah.
at Cao Buc. It's really, really good. And then they have a lot of vegetarian and vegan options.
Yeah.
One of the things I love there is they actually have a vegan cashew queso.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. For a queso and you want something to be vegan, you know,
right.
to have that option, it's actually really good. So my vegetarians definitely take note in this place.
Yeah.
And then they have a soup there. It's called the lemongrass soup. So good.
I love lemongrass.
I seriously oh my gosh. I actually went to Trader Joe's yesterday and bought these. I don't even know what they were. It said lemongrass on the box and I was like, dang it, I gotta put it in the cart. Have to. Spoke to my soul. My second spot is going to be Dish Society.
Okay.
And they have a few locations throughout Houston. They have one over in the San Felipe area. They also have one in the Heights area off of Yale. Love this place for like a quick lunch, but also they have great brunch as well.
Okay.
First and foremost, they have a mimosa flight there. So I definitely
yes.
like check the box, right?
Anything
so
with if a you're, flight.
Right?
I don't even care what it is.
Exactly.
I don't care.
I like options, Jesse. That's why I'm single.
Right. I can't pick just one. I want a little bit of a flavor of everything.
She's exactly. Like, I like three. Maybe
man
then
number
I,
one.
You know, I can have three boyfriends. Okay, just literally, kidding. I can't even keep one. So.
Anything on a flight, whether it's men or like fireball shot,
catch,
green tea shot, like nasty things.
Catch flights, not feelings.
What?
And that's the motto.
I'm dropping bombs tonight. All right. They have a Nutella French toast there.
Ooh.
Oh. So good.
Hold on. I just needed to let that soak
yeah.
in for a second. Nutella French toast. I'm tasting it.
Oh, yeah.
I've got
sis.
It in my
Think
mouth,
of like
I can still
strawberries,
it.
Blueberries, blackberries on top. You're literally going down like a wave of a Nutella, like just a wave.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Just basking on your tongue.
Okay. We're going
and then, okay.
Going.
So we're going to move on
to
our chicken and biscuits. So we went from Nutella French toast to chicken and biscuits. So again, that's going to be like brunch menu type stuff. But then they have grain bowls. They have all kinds of healthier options as well.
Yeah.
For your lunch options. Great salads, great sandwiches. And if you're into like the grain bowl thing, a great place to get that at. They have a brisket stuffed sweet potato, which I thought was really
Ooh,
cool.
That yeah. sounds really good.
Really, really good. I love sweet potato. So mm-hmm. like putting a protein on a sweet potato is something that I haven't thought of before.
Yeah.
So yeah, really good. And then another one of my favorite things there is pretzel and Gouda queso.
Oh, okay. Yeah, keep
yeah,
going.
Really good.
Tell me more.
So I used to live across the street from the Dish Society off of San Felipe
okay.
and used to go there for happy hour and get this almost daily. It was a problem.
So you can sit down at these places, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You can sit down.
Okay.
It's like just you order at the bar area.
Right. It's not like a waitress.
You just get like a number and then you go, you know, you have your space kind of thing. It's not like, you know, so you have somebody coming up to you every 5 minutes asking to refill your water.
Right. It's not going to take as long.
Counter service.
Yeah. Eat at your own pace.
Exactly.
And you can do to-go options at all these places as well.
Exactly.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect.
And they have patio options available as well at these
oh,
places.
I love that.
Yep. So again, great brunch, quick option for lunch as well.
See, the thing I love about these places is that you go and you're not skipping out on the quality of the food. You know, because when you want to get like a really nice meal, I always think about going to a sit-down restaurant. But these days, I feel like not a lot of us have that time anymore for lunch to go somewhere and sit down. You need something quicker, but you want to go somewhere that's not like Whataburger. Don't get me wrong. Love
yeah.
it. But like, it's not that epitome of health, right? So these places, you're not skipping out on the quality of the ingredients and the actual food, but you can eat at your own pace. So if you want to do it quickly, you can.
Well, I know that also to go off of that, a lot of people kind of just want to get food and then go back home. You know, they don't want to be out in a restaurant, or they don't necessarily want to be out in the heat of sitting on a patio. So it's like, let me grab quick food for my family and for myself.
Right.
And then go back home and eat it.
And quick food that's good quality.
Exactly. That's- the stuff is really good quality, and they're going to be, obviously, you're going to have your Nutella and your chicken biscuits that are going to be a little bit more caloric, but then these are places that are going to have your salads and your green bowls and your, you know, your vegan options and stuff like that, which are really good.
I always forget sometimes that when I'm running really fast and I need to get something quick, that there are healthier options that would not make me hate myself later, like the next day. But this is a good reminder that I have other places to check out.
Yeah. Our third option is going to be Flower Child. Flower Child is going to be very similar, you know, order at the counter, great patio space. They have one in Uptown Park. They also just opened up a location in the Heights. Again, they have a lot of grain bowls, salads, toast options. One of my favorite salads is called the Vietnamese Crunch.
Ooh.
It's a salad base. It has quinoa, tomatoes, bell peppers, pineapples, avocados, cashews, Thai basil, cilantro, mint, and a spicy lemongrass vinaigrette.
Oh my God, this is like the epitome of health and Danielle with lemongrass.
Seriously, like, just inject me with lemongrass by this point.
It runs in her veins.
And they have another dish. It's called Mother Earth Bowl. Okay.
We are going to get in touch with... Okay, close your eyes.
Namaste.
Namaste. Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. Okay, what's in Mother Earth Bowl?
In Mother Earth Bowl. I feel like I have to talk like this.
Yes, we cannot be riled up when we talk about Mother Earth.
There are grains.
I feel like I'm listening to one of those videos that they put you to sleep and they tell you a story, but it's just Danielle.
There are grains. There are grains we have picked from the earth to go along with the grains. There are sweet potatoes, mushrooms.
Ooh.
That are fungi.
Ew, you ruined it.
Avocado, cucumbers, pesto, onions, and a green miso vinaigrette. I love miso dressing. I think it is so underrated. The miso vinaigrette really just pulled the entire dish together so well and added to it. I just really love this dish. So if you're interested in grain bowl, kumbaya type food.
Mother Earth herself.
From Mother Earth. This is a great place, great options for your salad lovers, your grain bowls, your healthy options. And it's also dog friendly.
Yes, we love any place that is dog friendly. Neither one of us have a dog, but we just like to go to pet other people's dogs. All right, don't go anywhere, because coming up next on I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry, Danielle has a very special sports edition of Houston Hidden Gems. Places you might actually walk past, but you don't think to go inside unless you hear about it on the show.
Helping us live our best foodie lives. I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry. Danielle, I am so pumped about this week's hidden gem because sports, it's back.
We're back in the swing of things.
Woo, woo.
But literally.
Literally.
It's the Rockets slapper. Are out.
Yeah, but look at you making all these punny jokes.
You know, gotta drop when I can.
Before we get into it, we want to remind you how easy it is to listen to the show and catch up. If you missed anything, all you have to do to tune into the show is say, Alexa, turn on CBS Sports Radio 650 on radio.com. And if you ever need to catch up, you just head over to the radio.com app, type in Hangry, and I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry will pop up. We know that's kind of like a long title to type. I always use the voice to text because it takes a little bit long to type out. So just type Hangry and we promise it'll pop up. You can download each episode. You could subscribe so you never miss an episode, and then send them to your friends so you can start, you know, creating a bucket list of all the places that you want to go with them. And as always, if you need a really quick list of options, you can head over to Danielle's Instagram page at Hangry Houstonian, and she keeps on her highlights of her stories, a little one that says podcast. You can click through and she literally types out a whole list for you of all the places we've talked about. She tags them on Instagram so you can check out their pages. I swear, it's like a lifesaver whenever I go out and say, where do we want to go? Just give me 5 seconds so I can tell you all the places we've talked about. And then I can show them their Instagrams. You're a genius.
I mean, I even forget like what we talked about in segment one. So it's nice to go back and have a place where they're all there.
Exactly. And they're all just in one spot. So you really don't have to like scroll to find anything. Although if I were you, I would scroll through Danielle's page anyways, because it's amazing and it makes you hungry and also makes you want to redo your Instagram. I'm like, oh crap, what am I doing? So let's get into it. Houston's hidden gem this week is just places that you probably may have not heard about. You could live in Houston your entire life and never know about these spots because they're a little bit off the beaten path.
Our hidden gem this week is going to be in the Marriott Marquis Hotel, and it is called Biggio. It is a sports bar that opened up a few years ago, and it's a great place to watch, whether it's the Astros or it's the Texans, if you want to be like downtown in that kind of environment, you know.
I've been here before. It's B-I-G-G-I-O.
Biggio.
Nailed it. Okay. No, I love this place. Keep going.
Yeah, it's a great place. They have massive TVs. They have two 30-foot TVs.
Like, that is a big
That's
TV.
A big boy.
That is a big boy. Yes.
A big boy.
So growing up, I loved Craig Biggio. I even had a Beanie Baby. That was the Craig Biggio Astros Beanie Baby. My dad and my brother, huge Astros fans. And so we grew up, obviously, watching them and stuff. And so Bagwell and Biggio, I mean, they were like, you know, the killer bees.
Right.
And so I've always loved this place because, of course, it's a tribute to Craig Biggio, which I love, of course. And then they have some really cool fun dishes, and it's just nice to be downtown.
Right.
Even if you're not going to an Astros game, maybe you want to be like in that environment, you know?
Yeah, it's just a really great spot to be. Now, for those of us who aren't as into sports or know that much about sports as the rest of us, Craig Biggio was a player then on the Astros.
Yes.
Okay, so that's really cool. I mean, it's an awesome name for a restaurant also, but the inside of it is ginormous. It's the perfect spot to go if you're going to watch a game.
Yeah, and it's like a typical sports bar feel. You know, it has like the long bar top where you can like sit at the bar area, drink a cold one, or you can like sit at actual tables and social distance and stuff. They have some signature dishes there. They have chicken and waffles, a wild boar bolognese, which a little fancy for a sports bar, if you're going to ask me. Burnt end tacos, which I know we talked about burnt ends before. We're going to get Jesse on that ish trend. Yes. They have loaded nachos and some crispy wings. They have a variety of things, but those are some of their signature dishes for our hidden gem this week.
Last time I went, I had a pulled pork sandwich, and it was really, really good. But the second time, because this place is kind of, it's on the corner, and it's right by Discovery Green.
Yep.
So I actually got takeout, and we did like a little picnic, which was really fun. Because
that's a great idea.
Yeah, everyone's walking around downtown. If you're not going to the, I mean, obviously, we're not going to the games now. This was last year. You know, everyone's walking around in their Astros gear. It's just a really cool spot to be at for the games.
Totally agree. And it's like, you want to still feel like you're going to the game or you're like kind of like a part of that feeling, right? That atmosphere. So that's a great option, is to have a picnic in Discovery Green, get some good food and still be downtown.
Right. Be downtown, good food, giant TVs. And I think it's like way more of a higher end sports bar. Like,
yeah.
When I think sports bar, sometimes I think like a little bit dumpy flags on the wall, and this is not anywhere near what Biggio's is like.
Well, this is Marriott Marquis, right?
Yeah.
So the hotel in itself is beautiful. It has that big Texas shaped pool, which I love. I love that hotel. So
looks so fun.
Yes.
Okay, bars are starting to open up. Let's go hopping. We're being safe about it. We got our masks on, but I am ready to go hopping and Bayou Bar hopping this week. So, Danielle, we have three brand new spots. What are we starting out at tonight?
First spot is going to be Cottonwood in the Heights, which is a great, like, neighborhood bar. It's a place to go if you're like getting off work and you're like, you know, in your scrubs or your work attire, you know, or like Jesse and me typically in athleisure looking like a
in my leggings.
Exactly. It's a great place to watch games. They have live music occasionally. They have 42 beers on tap. They have games outside. They have TVs everywhere. This is a great place for like an indoor outdoor.
Yes.
So like if you don't want to be outside in the heat, like chill inside, it's a great place for just hanging out. You know, it's just when I think of like a bar, like a chill vibe, this is a perfect spot. Great place to like meet somebody for a drink.
Yeah, this also is like a really good spot to start your night. I think any place that has games because, you know, okay, maybe this is just like people with social anxiety or something, but you know, when you go out with people to a bar and it's like kind of awkward at first because you haven't really started drinking, you don't know what to talk about. Having games is like the perfect way to like break the ice and play fun things if you're going out with people you haven't been out with before. And then obviously once the drinks start going and you're talking about, you know, your Aunt Linda up and God knows where, but
This is great. Antlin discs. This is perfect.
Really? I'm too.
Literally, shout out to both of my, I have antlin discs on my dad's side and my mom's side. So shout out to that. I know what you mean. Yes.
See, everyone has an Aunt Linda. It was like the first thing that came to my mind.
That is hilarious. Yes.
Once the drinks start going, that's when you start talking about like your crazy personal stuff. So beginning of the night, this is where you want to go. So you have some games to play to break the ice.
Yeah. And I love bars that like, it's not too much pressure to go. You know what I mean? Like you don't feel like you have to like be a level 10 that night on like hair, nails. Like you don't have to be so unfleek.
Right.
Oh my God. I can't believe I said fleek. Is that still a thing? Are the kids still
saying that?
Oh, that's
a thing. I mean, that was a thing. Remember when Vine was a thing?
Okay. So maybe like 2008.
Eyebrows on fleek.
Exactly. So
bringing it back.
Y'all don't judge me for saying that, but you know what I mean.
I do. I know what you mean.
Yes. And then I was just really happy when they reopened because neighborhood bars, like I really believe in like true like entrepreneurship of that.
Yeah.
So they have a great menu. So now they're technically under the restaurant law.
Aren't they all?
Exactly. Yeah. Seriously. They have boudin balls, which obviously speaking to my heart.
Love.
They have deviled eggs, tacos, wings, burgers, a blue cheese stuffed burger, which if you're into blue cheese, that is
yum.
Right up your alley. So great option to start your night.
Second spot this week.
Going to be Axelrod. I love this bar. It's a bar, but to me, it's like an outdoor atmosphere because I don't typically spend my time when I'm at Axelrod. I'm in the beer garden
right
type area. First of all, when you walk in, there's this massive tree in the center of the area, and it has these neon, think of like neon glow sticks, just like forming up the tree.
No.
And it kind of just sprouts out, but just like neon glow sticks, right? Just that form out.
That's so cool.
And there's hammocks. There's hammocks everywhere in sight. There's swings. There's cornhole. And then they have like a place where you can like actually walk inside to like get a drink and stuff like that as well. So, but it's fun just to, you know, who doesn't want to on a Sunday like hang out in a hammock when it's good weather, your dog's sitting next to you, you know.
Sold.
Exactly.
Sold. That is so fun.
They have movie nights there, which is awesome. They have like a big wall where they like project movies onto it. So fun.
You could do in a hammock?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
This place is heaven.
Say less. Right now, they are closed because of COVID. But what's cool about it is they actually are having a drive-in concert there. So on September 26th, you can go on Axelrod's Instagram account. They have more information. You can buy tickets per car to be able to, like, drive up, roll down your windows, and, like, crank the Soulja Boy to a concert.
Man, we are really living in 2013 right now, and I love it. I'm really living for this whole episode. This is amazing.
Glow sticks. Exactly.
Soulja Boy, eyebrows love on fleek. It. This spot sounds like so much fun. I can't wait to go check it out. I love places that like get the community involved, especially in times like this where we all want to get out of our house and do something. And it's like movie night, concerts. It's just such a fun thing to look forward to.
They're thinking out of the box, which I appreciate. If they can't be open, they typically have like food trucks and stuff like that. So we know that, you know, some of the other bars in town have reopened under a restaurant license. So Axelrod obviously hasn't yet, but they're making, you know, use of their time. Basically.
Yeah, they're making the most of it.
They're making the most of it. Thank you.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, our third and final spot this week.
It's going to be Social Beer Garden in Midtown.
Okay.
I don't talk about Midtown a lot, but I do like Social Beer Garden. First of all, you walk up and they have amazing murals on the outer walls and in their beer garden section.
Okay.
One of my friends, his name is Donkey Boy. He is the artist.
Oh.
Him and his mother, Donkey Mom. They
cute.
Are the... Yes, they're awesome. They are the artists for these murals. They are so talented. This place is so Instagram worthy. So they have the murals. Then also when you walk in, they have a beer can wall. They literally have like every beer can ever made, a wall of these beer cans. So like if you love beer or if your man loves beer, take him here because they have 288 beers on tap.
Whoa.
Yeah. Amazing. But if you're not a beer person, they also have like all your liquors and, you know.
I don't even like beer and I would go just to see that.
Yeah, it's really cool. So it's a two-story building and so the beer wall actually like cascades up the stairs.
Dang.
Really cool. And then upstairs they have pool tables and then like in the beer garden area, they have hammocks, they have cornhole, they have all kinds of like picnic tables and just like games and it's just fun atmosphere. They have twinkle lights that kind of just like light up the area. It's really, really nice. Then also they have daily food trucks as well.
Love that.
Yes. So they intermix, they switch out.
Cocktail of the week is coming up next. You made it through another week of 2020, so you deserve it. We're going to cheers with you coming up next on I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. It's Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois celebrating another week closer to October and Halloween.
What are you going to be for Halloween this year?
So my boyfriend and I were thinking about being Barbie and Ken, but that seems a little bit too like girly for me. So now I want to change to the Pink Panther and Inspector Clouseau.
That is too funny.
What are you going to be?
You know, I haven't thought it through, but every year I tend to like glue something to my face.
Oh,
so
Lord.
Last year I was Skittles and I literally glued Skittles around my eyeballs and it was so much fun. I go all out.
You have to.
The year before I was an alien, had all the things. The year before that I was Sprinkles and I glued individual sprinkles around my face. Okay, it took me forever.
Of course.
Forever. Eyelash glue, ladies, is the key to that. Eyelash glue.
Eyelash glue is the key
so
to Halloween.
It's so satisfying to like take off at the end of the night. And then the year before that, I was a mermaid. And
oh my God.
I took fishnets and I like did all the blue and the purple. It looked so cool.
Okay, wait, that actually might be a really good idea. Of course you would do for like Hangry Houstonian. You would do food things. She's like taping glittles.
Exactly, right? I was like, now I have to make it a trend to where like I'm a food thing every year. Maybe I'll do like french fries and like glue like french fries onto my face or something.
Fries before guys. That's Danielle's
That
motto.
Is hilarious. I actually have a shirt that says fries before guys. 100% doing it.
You so, have to.
Boom.
But if you have any ideas, send them our way. Danielle and I obviously are not the kind of girls that like dress up in little tiny outfits. Like I wore a full-on stormtrooper bodysuit last year. Like head to toe, couldn't even see my face. And Tyler wore a Darth Vader. And I thought it was the coolest costume in the world. So the ideas have to be either funny or creative, okay?
It's so funny that like there's two types of girls for Halloween, right? There's like the sexy. Mm-hmm. You know, I was that for a little while with the mermaid. I had like the bra with the shells.
Well, yeah,
in
college, you got to be a little scandalous.
Exactly. Yeah. And then now since I'm an old hag. Let's
yeah,
be
right.
Real.
She turns 30. She's like, I'm old.
I'm so old. But yeah, now I'm like, let's do it fun and goofy.
Let's be a French fry.
Seriously, fries before guys. I love it.
Okay, but Halloween is so much better and more comfortable when you dress more comfortably. Like when you wear that head-to-toe bodysuit, you don't got to worry about something popping out.
I
know. You don't got to suck it all in.
But then I think like, what do guys at the bar want, right? Do they want the funny girls or do they want the like...
I don't care what you want. I want what I want. Screw you. I don't care what you want.
Says the girl that's had a boyfriend for a decade.
Like, I don't care what you want to be. I want to be comfortable. Okay, sorry, we're getting off topic, but we were so excited about picking a cocktail this week for Cocktail of the Week because as we get closer to October, we're going to be doing all Halloween-themed cocktails because there's so many with like witch's brew and vampire's blood that we couldn't wait to get into it. So we're going to go with a regular cocktail this week. I like to think it's a little bit spooky because it's called the Scorpion Cocktail.
I love the name.
I know.
Little spice. Let's see. It is 1/2 ounce of white rum, 3/4 ounce of cognac, 2 ounces of fresh orange juice, 1 ounce of fresh lemon juice, and then 1/2 ounce of O-grape syrup. You blend all of these ingredients together, pour it over some crushed ice, and then garnish it with an orange slice and some fresh mint.
This sounds a little bit fruity, right? It's got like lemon juice, orange juice in it. You put a little fresh mint on the top.
An orange cocktail with a bite.
Ooh,
yes.
That's the way it's described, by the way.
A little bit of a bite. Yeah, exactly.
It's that scorpion bite.
I didn't
bite.
Come up with that, guys. That actually...
It's actually what it says from the recipe. But it does. I mean, it looks really refreshing. So I'm excited to see how these spooky cocktails are going to taste as we move closer to October. I can't wait to start getting like the orange and the black ones. Or even, I hope we're going to have to find a cocktail that has like the smoke coming off of it.
Oh, heck yeah. But when I think of witch's brew, that's kind of like one of the things that I think of, right?
Right? Right?
Toil and trouble. What is the, like, boiling?
Double, double.
Boil and trouble. Hocus Pocus?
I was either Hocus Pocus or I'm thinking, like, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, like, when they were really little.
There's so many good Halloween movies.
Halloween Town.
I was just thinking Halloween. Get out of my head,
Jesse.
That's
why I love you.
Get out of my head. Halloween Town, like, one and two.
Two and three. Oh, that's what everyone was thinking right now. They were like, oh, my God, Halloween Town.
What's
best
her name?
One.
Mari? Or?
Gosh.
So good. Anyways.
Oh, wait, what's her name? Oh my God. Hold on. I'm about to Google it. It starts with an M and I want to like Marin. No, that's Marin Morris. Marnie Piper.
Yes.
In the Cromwells.
The Cromwells.
Okay. I'm getting all of it. I'm getting too excited.
Yes.
My whole childhood is coming back to us. So if you have maybe a spooky themed cocktail that you want to share with us or even just a regular cocktail, send it to us and we will put it in our lineup for the next coming weeks. You can send it to Danielle at Hanger Houstonian. She's really great at answering her messages and staying on top of that stuff. Or you can send it to myself at JessieWatt965. But we love getting your DMs with all brand new ideas.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Time to slide into Danielle's DMs.
Danielle gets a lot of DMs every single week. Sometimes it's questions. Sometimes it's people just saying weird things in your DMs. Because when you have a public profile, everyone thinks that's like an excuse to say whatever in their DMs. Actually, Danielle, I have a pretty funny DM I wanted to show you and I totally forgot. Are you ready?
Yes, let's hear it.
Okay.
She's literally putting me on the spot. I have no clue what she's about to say.
I totally forgot. Okay, here we go.
Does somebody want my number?
No. So this was like, you know when you get those bots on Instagram?
Yes.
All the time and they'll just send you like...
Sugar daddy.
Oh my God, that's what it is! But it's a sugar mama. This woman literally DM'd and was like, DM me right now with your cash tag and I'm going to spoil you.
Oh,
and
gosh,
her name, gosh. She's like no posts, no followers, but Sugar Mommy. I'm a sugar mommy. This is her bio, by the way. I'm a sugar mommy looking for truthfulness, sugar babe. DM on WhatsApp with your cash tag to get your first payment with a lot of like emojis and dot, dot, dot. So I think we should do it and see what Sugar Mama has to offer.
No, because it's a virus.
Yeah, that's so true. That's why you need someone in your life like Danielle who brings you down from those ideas. Okay, Danielle, this week in your DMs, I don't think you got anything too creepy, right?
I didn't get really any creepy messages. You know, I was talking to one of my friends. He's a local celebrity in Baton Rouge. His name is Jay Ducote. Him and I were actually talking about how, like, it's weird being single and on dating apps when you kind of have, like, a community of people that know you.
Right.
So we were kind of talking about that last night. Obviously, like, him and I are just friends and buddies and stuff. But it's just interesting. Like, I'm newly on Hinge and Bumble.
Everyone's
and so there's been guys
right
that have, what?
I said everyone's downloading it right now. They're like, she's on Hinge, everyone. She's on Hinge. Download Bumble.
This isn't a drill. But I've had, you know, some messages saying like, hey, like I recognize you from your page and stuff. And it's weird because in my head, I feel like no one actually listens to me or follows me besides you and my brother.
Hey!
Right? But yeah, it's kind of interesting because, you know, you obviously give off a persona on your Instagram. Now it's like, okay, your dating life. Like, oh, people are watching you. On-
right. And you're always different in person than what, like, you put out on
Yeah, well, on
Instagram,
I mean, it's such a highlight reel of your life. It's only like what? They say it's like 5% of your actual day or,
right. You
know, just barely anything, right? It's literally like my meals or, you know, this is my job, right? It's not like my actual like day-to-day life, you know?
Well, it's like your Instagram sees all of your highlights of I did my hair today, I did my makeup, I actually look nice, but it doesn't see the, you know, us
in
bed. I have
a coffee stain on my shirt right
now.
She
really does.
And I spent the day helping my mom move and I look like crap. Like my Instagram doesn't see that. But that's me. You know?
Right.
Like, that's the real me. So it is kind of interesting because
it's interesting.
People think they know you, right? So these guys are I've seen her post about this. She must like this type of food. And they think they know you
they
going
think they
into
know
the
you.
Conversation, which is just kind of like an interesting, funny thing because, you know, I was talking to a guy like for the past few months and now like being like freshly single and stuff, mm-hmm. like putting myself back out there. It's like my Instagram has grown since then. We've had the show since then. So it's just going to be like an interesting, it's just always interesting, right?
It's going to be new. It's going to be different for sure. So what I think, you know, and if you have this problem too, not, I don't want to say problem, but where you post on your Instagram and everyone sees the highlight reel and they think that you're going to be this certain way, what you got to do is you got to shock them early. And like the first night they came over for a sleepover, you got to get in those sweatpants. You got to take off the makeup, rat up the hair, and start eating Oreos in bed. So that way they really know what you're about before they get too far deep.
Perfect. I bought Oreos yesterday from Sarah's.
Yes, the Halloween ones.
Yeah, of course.
Duh, what was I thinking? Okay, so we talk a lot about different restaurants on the show, and we sometimes can see in our heads where they are, but Google Maps needs to know exactly where it is when you're punching in an address. So we're going to give you all the addresses of the places that we have talked about today on the show, like we do every week, just to help you guys out. We want to take all the work and the effort out of finding fun places in Houston. Eating in Houston has some of the best food in the world. It should be a fun experience, so we want to make sure all the hard work is taken out of it so you know where to eat and where exactly you are supposed to be going. So first spot we did this week on Date Night Spots was
Backstreet Cafe. Beautiful patio, great brunch spot as well. It's going to be at 1103 Shepherd.
Okay.
Second spot, Liberty Kitchen at 4224 San Felipe. Third spot is Calba. That is our Viet Cajun mini soft shell crabs in a boat.
Netflix and chill.
And a bathtub cocktail at 2502 Dunleavy in Montrose.
Okay, and then next we talked about just really quick, easy, healthy options to do like a grab-and-go lunch. If you want to sit down, take it to go. Our first place was Local Foods.
So Local Foods has a few locations. I chose the Heights location at 714 Yale Street.
Okay, sweet. And the next one?
Just Society at 1050 Yale Street. So both Heights.
And our last one?
Flower Child at 1101 Uptown Park. Again, they have several locations. This is just their Uptown Park location.
And then our Houston Hidden Gem this week was actually Biggio's in downtown, kind of by Discovery Green. What's that address?
It's in Marriott Marquis at 1777 Walker Street.
And our first stop on Bayou Bar Hopping this week?
Cottonwood at 3422 North Shepherd Drive.
Okay.
Second spot is going to be Axelrod. Don't forget, they have a drive-in concert on September 26th, and their address is 1517 Alabama Street.
And our last spot?
Social Beer Garden at 3101 San Jacinto in Midtown.
Awesome. If you guys have any ideas for fun Halloween cocktails, regular cocktails, if you just have a question about restaurants in general, where to go eat, please DM us. Danielle's page is at Hanger Houstonian. She also has that little highlight reel of the podcast, so you can skip through and see all the fun places that we've talked about, or myself at JessieWatt965. Questions, creepy comments, anything, you can DM it to us. Make sure if you tried our cocktail or any of the restaurants that we talk about on the show to tag us on Instagram. Use the hashtag HangryGirlsMadeMeDoIt. We want to give a huge thank you to our executive producers, Chase Murphy and Sarah Frazier. Thank you guys so much, and we will see y'all next week for our 11th episode.
Cheers, guys.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry with Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. Make sure to listen Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on CBS Sports Radio 650, 95.7 HD3, or on the radio.com app. Download it today.